Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful and noble tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the congregational prayers, the Salatul Jama'at. This tradition points to the dangers of foregoing the congregational prayers when there is no excuse not to pray in congregation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following regarding a group of people who used to delay praying in congregation in the mosque and instead prayed in their own homes. So you have a group of people who lived close to the mosque and who were very and who had the opportunity to pray in the mosque, and they could have prayed the prayers, performed the ritual prayers in congregation. But they didn't. They decided they were lazy, or for whatever reason, without a good reason, they prayed in their own homes instead. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says the following regarding such people: a people who neglect to pray in the mosque almost become deserving of having firewood piled at their doors and set alight so that their houses burn down on them. So the Prophet says that if there's a group of people and they do such a thing, meaning they forego the congregational prayers, they forego the praying in the mosque without a due reason, the Prophet expresses his anger with them and says that these people, they deserve to have those houses burned down. If those houses are the ease and luxury of those houses is preventing them from praying in the mosque, these houses are a source of chastisement for them in the hereafter. God Almighty, what's the good of such houses if they're preventing such people from being so lazy and being spiritually negligent of the rewards of the congregational prayers? Such houses deserve to be burned down. The Prophet is expressing his anger in this tradition regarding such people. Of course, we're not talking about a person who is not in the proximity of a mosque or has a due excuse for not praying in the congregation. But he's old, he cannot walk to the mosque, or the weather is not suitable for him to go to the mosque, or like for people in the West, sometimes the mosques are very far away. These people are obviously exceptions and are not included in this curse of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, we should here allude to another important point, and that's this, that praying in the congregation, aside from the otherworldly rewards that it has, is also beneficial from another point of view, and that is that congregating in the mosque with other believers has a good effect on building the bonds and strengthening the bonds between Muslims and fortifying the love of Muslims for one another. And from this point of view, it's also beneficial. Thank you for joining us here on the Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.